AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Outside St. Louis today in Pontoon Beach, Illinois, police say an officer was shot and killed at a local gas station. The officer approached the car in the parking lot because he suspected it had been stolen. The suspect was taken into custody. Ahead of the UN climate summit, Secretary General Antonio Guterres says world leaders need to step up.
The era of measures and hollow promises must end. The time for closing this leadership gap must begin in Glasgow.
The summit starts Thursday. The Biden administration picked a Republican Secretary of State to lead efforts to protect future elections. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
As Washington State's top elections official, Kim Wyman challenged former President Trump's false claims of election fraud last year, constantly appearing on TV to promote the safety and security of mail-in voting, among other things. Starting next month, Wyman will serve as election security lead for the Homeland Security Department agency responsible for safeguarding American elections. She'll be the government's top liaison to states, even as the ex-president, some allies, and millions of Americans still believe the 2020 election was stolen. Sagar Magani, Washington.
150 people have been arrested, more than $31 million seized, in an international drug trafficking investigation involving the dark net. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco says this involves about 10 countries.
It represents global cooperation and the recovery of more than 500 pounds of illegal drugs, drugs which contained enough fentanyl for more than 4 million lethal doses.
The general manager of the NHL Chicago Blackhawks, Stan Bowman, has resigned after the release of findings of an investigation into allegations an assistant coach sexually assaulted a player in 2010. This is AP News. Airlines and ordinary Americans are offering airline miles to help Afghan refugees reach their new homes.
When a group that uses donated miles and credit card points to help refugees saw support for those fleeing Afghanistan in August, they began talking to other nonprofits about helping. Now a campaign organized by Miles for Migrants and a group called Welcome US has raised enough frequent flyer miles in 2 months to provide 40,000 flights for refugees. About half of those are from ordinary people. Organizers say using donated miles and cash to pay for travel frees up government refugee aid for housing and other services. The flights carry Afghans from temporary housing at military bases to new homes around the United States. I'm Jennifer King.
A new UCLA study says TV programming reflects the nation's increasing racial and ethnic diversity. Viewership among adults aged 18 to 49 peaked in many cases when the show had a majority-minority cast. Ed Donahue, AP News.